Any method that teaches you to heal another is a scam. Any method that teaches you to heal another is a scam. Access bars, access consciousness, energy healing, Reiki, the healing codes, theta healing, uck, ugly. Even connecting to source cannot be taught. You need to discover it for yourself.
Wow, wow, Sophie, that is a big audacious generalization, isn't it?
Yes and no. The truth value of that statement is 30%. If you are new here, I am using muscle testing while I am connected to source. That connection is only possible if I am also disconnected from my mind, from ego. So the numbers don't come from me, they come from all knowledge. You can also learn to muscle test. I have a muscle testing course. It has many videos to teach to connect, to teach to ask the right questions, to teach to interpret the answer. But I cannot teach you to muscle test another, just like I cannot teach you to heal another. The problem with both is that you get in the way. Or you give them your stuff. Not something that would heal anyone. Now, let's tweak this bold statement a little. You cannot heal another. Truth value, 70%. Interesting. Let's see another statement. You cannot teach what you do, because what makes it work is in the invisible, cannot be taught. Truth value, 90%. People want to have power over others. To be superior to them. Truth value, 93%. The illusion that you are healing someone puts them below you, truth value, 97%. People who are unsuccessful at learning something want to turn around and teach, coach, guide others. Teach what you need to learn. I have had clients who were teachers, coaches, healers, and lived a totally inauthentic life, not even attempting to reduce the gap between the pretense and reality. Wow. I have always wondered why people who are unsuccessful at learning anything want to turn around and teach, coach, guide others. Maybe we can know now. It is the desire to receive for the self alone. The only evil according to Kabbalah. Unless, of course, you can turn it into desire to receive for the sake of sharing and tell the truth about it. How many are even interested in that? 1%. Back to healing. In my years I have learned, practiced on myself and others, and discarded many healing modalities. I would be more precise to say, scamming modalities. Let's take someone who actually can heal. And want to do that to make a living. Healing is piecework. You mostly only get paid for your time. So how much money you can make is very very limited by time. But you can do classes, even big classes, hire coaches, etc. to teach as many as 1,000 people at the same time, all paying. And your income is virtually unlimited. Especially if you can package the classes. One of the biggest issues with these modalities is this, instead of the person saying, it's a hypothesis, they say, it is the truth. They don't say, I am doing it because I want to make a living. Or, I am doing this because I want to feel superior to you. I don't know where it began, but I can see its roots in my own ancestry. I am Jewish. Judaism teaches selflessness. I see it even more in Christianity. It is said that Jesus was happy and peaceful, and he was a healer is because. Fill in the blanks. I think one of the biggest frauds perpetrated on Christians is that he did the healing because he loved his neighbor as himself. This is how you know that he was a myth. A fabrication. Because what he supposedly did is against nature. Against life. So millions of Christians went on, through millennia, to kill millions of people in the name of love. Love is supposedly a healing energy. But all those millions, billions of Christians are not on the vibrational level of love. Not even one of those. Not one of their saints. Because you cannot teach loving. It is not teachable. You can reach it, you can become it, but no one can teach it to you. I know I allow hate and scorn into my writing. Because that is what is authentically there, hate and scorn. And anger. Nothing wrong with anger. Anger is anger. Being angry at the right time, at the right things, for the right duration is wonderful. Anybody can become angry, that is easy, but to be angry with the right person and to the right degree and at the right time and for the right purpose, and in the right way, that is not within everybody's power and is not easy. Aristotle. If you find anything wrong with my anger, you are now primed to be scammed, you are now a potential recruit to a cult, because you don't want to live in reality, you want to live in a make-believe reality. A make-believe reality where you heal, where you are powerful, where the world is your oyster. While you feel what you feel, but say what you say. And there is nothing shared, nothing overlapping between the two what you feel and what you say. And what about the originators of the cults? Do they heal? Do they love? After muscle testing thousands of gurus, teachers, authors, healers, I can tell you, they are all like you. They sell the dream of having power over others, and they don't tell you that they are wretched too. I do know some authentic dudes, authentic to some degree at least, and what they are authentic about is their pretenses, their shit. If you have to hold your SHT together, you are not authentic. The number one condition for joy, peace, and happiness is authenticity. Telling the truth about your shit. Owning it. Accepting it. Responsibility. What Jesus didn't do, and neither does your garden variety guru, healer, teacher. Okay. I am done ranting. This article was triggered by the hundreds of visitors, who are now interested in my review of Access Consciousness, The Access Bars, and Gary Douglas. I never know what makes the pendulum swings from one guru to the other. It was Natalie Ledwell for quite some time, now it's Gary Douglas, who is next. The flood of people who buy the scams will probably never end. Each program is just a different form, a different part of ugly emphasized. With Natalie Ledwell's It's the Mind movies, people's desire to have things fall on their lap, get what they want and never deserved. With Gary Douglas' Access Consciousness, it's superiority, the power over others. Just like Scientology. They are a racket, as in racketeering, mobs, organized crime, there is a front and a back. The front is innocent, maybe even beautiful. I want to give you something that you want. In the back is real intention, taking control of your mind, your bank account, your soul. Between a cow and a milkman is that the cow gives real milk. Between genius and stupidity is that the genius is handicapped. And between lightning and electricity is that there is a charge for electricity, you can get lightning for free. Ultimately what it boils down to is this, stupid people cannot see that they are stupid, and therefore will go deeper and deeper, and also loudly recommend that you follow. The healers, teachers, gurus are loud about what they teach, their students are even louder. The cow gives real milk, the milkman, eh? Sometimes. Maybe. Don't count on it. I am finding that the more inauthentic you are, really, the more likely that you'll get seriously ill. Interestingly, people who participate in transformational courses are more likely to increase their inauthenticity. Because they are not willing to tell the truth about themselves and their intention. So they need healing. Hopefully they discover that they need it early enough. And even more hopefully, that will knock some humility in them. Or the disease will repeat. Have yourself tested frequently. It's inexpensive and it can save your life. Get your health measurements. Yourvibe.me/health.